The next patient is Gerald Davis. The last name is D-A-V-I-S. First name G-E-R-A-L-D. Clinical case of an 87-year-old white male that is followed in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A-A1, period. The patient remains with an adequate kidney function. He was recently admitted to the hospital because of bilateral pulmonary edema. The reason for the edema, he was recently admitted to the hospital because of bilateral pulmonary embolism. The reason for the embolism is not clear. It's still under investigation. The patient had an inferior vena cava filter and has been placed on Eliquis. He's followed by Dr. Cook. The latest determination of the kidney function was a day ago on the 24th when the serum creatinine was found 1 beyond 25 and the estimated GFR is 67.2, no evidence of proteinuria. Number two, the patient has a cardiac arrhythmia, supraventricular tachycardias, that is followed by Dr. Cook, C-O-O-K, the cardiologist. Following number, the patient has anemia, followed at the cancer center. The patient receives a iron infusions and the administration of Procret. The serum hemoglobin is 10. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, BPH that is under control. Following number, the patient has also history of coronary artery disease. Coma has left anterior fascicular block and aortic valve regurgitation followed by the cardiologist. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Period. We are going to reevaluate the case in 5 months with laboratory workup. I invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 13 minutes in the face-to-face. 15 minutes in the face-to-face and 7 minutes in the documentation.